Dr. Whittier, you're alive. Is this real?
It certainly is.
I have so many questions. So much I've wanted to tell you over the years.
And I you, Monica. Hello, James.
Dr. Whittier. Nice to see you again. I've got to say, you look pretty good for a dead guy.
I'll take that as a compliment.
And it goes without saying that you can't let anyone know where we are.
Believe me, your secrets are mine. Not a word to anyone. Except to Delphine, of course, who already knows.
Delphine?
She takes care of the mansion and assists me with my work.
Excuse me, Mr. Old Dude?
Party?
It's all right, Monica. Yes, young lady.
Is Delphine a crazy-looking lady with short hair and an eye patch?
Indeed, though I believe she prefers the term eccentric.
Okay, Mom, Dad, sorry to be rude, but... I told you so, I told you so! I told you there was a woman in the mirror!
And who is this bundle of inquisitiveness?
This is my youngest daughter, Birdie.
Why, hello, Birdie.
I know who you are. You created the Wit Kids.
Ah, the Wit Kids. Yes. Children genetically designed with special skills and abilities. You've encountered them, I take it?
Yeah. One of them burned our house down, and another almost died saving us. She's one of the good guys.
I see.
We even thought Holiday was one for a while.
Holiday?
She's not, though. We don't know what she is. Really. Like, maybe I was right the first time, and she is a mermaid.
Slow down, Bird.
We have a lot of questions, Dr. Whittier. And Holiday somehow figured out this was the place to find some answers.
Holiday figured it out?
Yes, Holiday. Super tween, hoverboard rider extraordinaire, my awesome sister.
Your sister?
My older daughter is apparently in your basement with Cyrus and our friend Brinley.
You have another daughter?
Yes, we found her.
Monica?
It's okay. We can trust him. We found her floating in the water.
In the water?
Why do you keep slowly repeating everything we say?
Sorry, just processing. You came here looking for answers about Holiday's past.
That's right.
Well, I believe I have those answers.
Is it just me, or have our lives reached a whole new level of weird?
Maybe yours, but... Oh! Oh no, it can't be!
What?
It's the only thing that makes sense. It's all coming together.
You want to clue me in, Brinley?
Holiday's wacky powers, not knowing where she came from, this painting that's decades older than she is? Aren't you supposed to be the smart one, Cyrus? It's obvious! I know who Holiday really is!
You do?
Yes! I should have seen it before. Your sister Holiday is a vampire!
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
Or a ghost. Could be a ghost.
Brinley.
Whoa! That's me in the painting!
Stay back! I had garlic in my pasta last night!
Anyone want to tell me why Brinley's holding up her fingers like a plus sign and not looking at me?
She thinks you're a vampire.
Or a ghost.
Oh, sure. Why exactly?
So, this is where the weird comes in.
Right, because Brinley thinking I'm a vampire was normal.
Do you recognize this portrait of you?
No, I've never seen it before.
Stay back, undead!
Will you knock it off, Brinley? Holiday, according to this artist's signature, this was painted at least 18 years before you were born.
And you look exactly the same!
Halls?
Please say this isn't when the fangs come out.
Holiday, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking that for months, everyone I know has lied to me.
I haven't.
Sometimes to protect me. Sometimes to protect themselves. I'm over it. I'm done with all the lies.
Again, none of which came from me.
Someone lives here. Someone who knows me and knows Badger. Someone I was willing to get pushed out of a helicopter to get away from. And that someone knows what's behind this creepy painting. Brinley, grab the portrait.
It looks heavy.
You'd rather help Cyrus up the stairs?
Portrait it is.
Let's find out what's going on in this crazy place.
Monica, It meant the world to me that you stood by me when I tried to stop Whittier Corp's experimentation on children. And even when Angelica staged her mutiny and took over the company, you didn't waver. I've never forgotten that.
Didn't you die in a plane crash? I thought he died in a plane crash, Mom.
Shh, Birdie.
I needed everyone to think that, even you. I needed to disappear. I hoped you'd grieve and move on to greater scientific endeavors. To learn you dedicated your life to try and save the children who were subject to our experiments, I had no idea.
It was the only way I knew to carry on your good name.
All these years, I never dreamed any of this would affect your life or Holiday's.
How do you know Holiday?
Great question. You beat me to it, Dad.
Kids.
What's going on? Who is this?
Cyrus, Holiday, this is Dr. J.P. Whittier.
Holiday.
I don't care who you are. I want answers.
Holiday, it's okay. Dr. Whittier was my mentor, my friend.
Well, then maybe he can explain this picture. Brinley?
Ugh, have you ever heard of digital pictures?
That's you. That's Holiday.
Yeah, and if that weren't creepy enough, the picture was painted almost 20 years before I was born.
Say what?
I don't understand.
Yeah, Dad, join the club.
Okay, honey, calm down. I'm sure there's an
explanation. There better be. Please, tell me, Dr. Whittier, why do you have a painting of me, and why is it so old?
That portrait, it's not of you, Holiday.
I think I know what I look like.
It's uncanny. I see it so much more now that you're here. But this is a portrait of your mother when she was your age.
My mother?
You're the only piece of her that's still here. You are the spitting image of my little girl.
Your little girl?
Yes, my dear. I'm your grandfather.